Let me get a drink here. And that's really, when you notice the lovely words in this song, it says, you are the King of Glory. You are the Prince of Peace. There's people here in the world tonight and they're crying out, we can't get no peace. The people I heard in the radio the other day and they strived their whole life. And one man even went to India in his 20s, he said, to try and find peace. And he went beside that river, the Ganges, and he studied there for over 10 years to try and find peace. But you know where peace is found in it? It's found in our Lord Jesus Christ. He gave a peace that passes all understanding. He says, you're the makers of the heaven and the earth. You know, he made it. The Lord Jesus Christ. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in him. You're the Son of Righteousness. There's no sin found in him. You know, he took our sin and become our sin, but there was no sin found in him. It says, the angels bow down before you. They worship and adore you. You have the words of eternal life. Yeah. You're Jesus Christ the King. You know, the angels bow down before him and they worship him. But you know something about the angels that they're not going to be able to do? They're not going to be able to sing the song that we can sing. And that song's redeemed. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Let's sing this again in an attitude of prayer.
You are the King of Glory, you are the Prince of Peace, you are the Maker of heaven and earth, you're the Son of Righteousness. Angels bow down before you, worship and adore you. You have the words of eternal life. You are Jesus Christ, our King. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the King of Kings. Glory to God in the highest, for Jesus the Messiah reigns. You are the King of Glory. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the Maker of heaven and earth. You're the Son of Righteousness. Angels bow down before you. Worship and adore you. You have the words of eternal life. You are Jesus Christ, our King. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the King of Kings. Glory to God in the highest, for Jesus the Messiah reigns.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one. Yes, may I say it. Praise God. Maybe it's a warm welcome tonight. I know there's not many of us tonight, but the Lord bless those that's here. And our brother Mark's already mentioned, Ian's done something with his knee and he's asked for prayer. And also, if we could remember Rodney Adamson and Cyril. I don't know if anybody here knows Cyril or not. You've ever seen the big bus goes around with all the scriptures on it? Brother Gary, no, Terrell. God bless, brother. But Terrell and Rodney and a whole group of them went to Port Rush. They do it every year. And they make a commitment every year. They go down to Port Rush and they stay there for a couple of nights. and they try and witness to people that's at the motorbike races, give them tracks, and they get people interested, they talk to them, and they've saw people saved through it. And we want to just pray for them tonight. The Lord will really bless and praise God. Let us turn in our Bibles tonight to Mark's Gospel. I want to just talk a wee bit about praying and faith. And sometimes when you get a subject to preach on, the enemy, he'll try on it. There's nothing like being in the trenches when you're going to talk about something. Sure there's not. But I'm going to preach about it anyhow. And it'll not matter to me what the trenches are like. And that's the way it has to be. You have to go on anyhow. Amen. Faith. Mark 11, verse 22. And we'll maybe come back to Mark later in the service. But I just want to read one verse for now. And then I want to read in Hebrews 11, 6 as well. Mark 11, verse 22. And we know that's the story of the fig tree. And Jesus cursed the fig tree. And we know the marvel when he cursed it. Praise God. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. In Hebrews 11 verse 6, and this is a very well known portion of scripture, you can keep your finger in Mark, or Matthew will put it up anyhow. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now this scripture for me is powerful, this verse 6, because I remember on Saturday mornings I used to go to Geordie Jackson's house and take him sausages and bacon and a couple of different bits and pieces. He could tell you about it himself. And I remember praying to the Lord about some things, and the Lord gave me this scripture from Hebrews 11 verse 6. And I always think about this scripture, and I believe it was a word from the Lord. Without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God wants us to seek him, no matter what it looks like. Now we're not many tonight, but I want you to think of it for a moment. Think of the Israelites, the deliverance God gave them. And think of when you get down to Joshua and Caleb, just the two of them. A multitude come back and said, we're not able to do it. They're too big, they're too strong. But they came back with a bunch of grapes and said we're more than able, but nobody believed them. Nobody believed them. Nobody believed it could happen, but two men did believe it could happen. And, you know, many times we look at great ministries, like there's all the different men you could mention tonight. Reinhard Bonnke. And we look at Reinhard Bonnke and we see the tents that he had in Africa and the wonderful meetings, but it didn't start like that. Didn't start the way you see that. Didn't start with multitudes like that. When you follow his life story and you take it from the beginning, Reinhard Bonnke preached to a handful of people for years. And he rode a bike and went about on a push bike in Africa with an accordion and his wife Annie. And they went and a wee tent held everybody that came. A wee small tent held them all. And that happened for years. Then God spoke, and then God moved. It wasn't Reinhard Bonnke that decided when it would happen. It was God, not Reinhard Bonnke. But it's like William Branham said, I had nothing to do with it, but I was there when he came. And Reinhard Bonnke was there and available when the presence of God came to do it. Amen. Now, some people say we can never be them, and what God did then, God can't do now. Well, I don't agree with that. I believe the Lord's unchanged. And I believe if God ever once done a miracle, he can do another one. And if he can't, he's not God. It's as simple as that. He's changed. And my Bible says in Malachi 3, verse 6, I am the Lord thy God, I change not.
Hebrews 13 and 8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever. Also, you all know James McConnell. And we all think of James McConnell and we think of 3,000 people in a big church, but it never started with God. There was 32 of them in an orange hall for years. 32 of them. 32 of them for years in an orange hall. Then James McConnell said he was visited by an angel. In the shipyard, a man came to them. And the man said to them, see these vessels. And he saw like a vision of vessels. He said, which one do you want to be like? And that's when the change come. And he said that angel told him, from here on, every time you preach, somebody will get saved. Now I've heard people saying different things about it, but it happened. It happened. And God done it. But it was God's choosing. It was God that done it. And God can do whatever he wants to do, but we need to be available. But there's one thing God promised us, we can take faith and use it and change the circumstances, but faith. It can be changed. I believe that. I believe God can change a situation. I believe God can change the circumstances, but faith. And he proved it. He met a fig tree with no fruit. And I'll tell you about that, not it shouldn't have had fruit. And I've studied this, and I know what I'm preaching about. It was the off-season. Now, there's what you call in some of them countries the off-season fruit. But apparently it wasn't the season for the ripe of the fruit, and the tree had no fruit, and he cursed it, and it withered and died. And it wasn't just the fact that he cursed it, but the disciples marveled. The next day it died that quick. Now, the same God that can curse a fig tree can curse a cancer. That same God. That same God can do it. And we have read testimonies before. And there was a wee man here years ago, way before my time. I'm sure my Uncle John would know of him. They called him the prophet from the Maui. From years ago. And they say he carried a wee case. Like a wee case. And he'd open it. And it was full of testimonies. And I remember my father saying he was in a service. And there was a woman had a cancer growing on the back of her hand, and she had a wire gauze over it. And he prayed a simple prayer over her, and he said, you're putting cream on it. She said, I'm. And he said, well, you can continue to do it. But by the next day, the cancer fell out of her hand and it died. He cursed it. They say he went to the service, they were having a big convention, but God wasn't moving on it. And he went out for a walk, and the Spirit of God showed him the pastor of the convention. The main pastor was gambling on horses. And he came back and confronted him, and he repented, and the Spirit of God moved in the meetings. God can do anything. And I believe the real, genuine gifts of the Holy Spirit, when they operate, will make a difference. Amen. Romans 14 verse 23 says this, and he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith, but whatsoever is not of faith is sin. God wants us to have faith. Hallelujah. In Matthew 17 verse 20, and Jesus saith unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, that's the smallest seed you can get. It's small. Ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Now I know somebody said that's only for the disciples. Well, when people tell me that, I say, praise God, I'm a disciple. For a disciple means a follower of Jesus. That's the interpretation of a disciple. Somebody else said disciple means a called one. Well, if you're not called, you're not even saved. Did you know that? No man can come to me except my Father draweth him. No man shall know him save to him who the Son will reveal him. You're called. If you're saved, you're called. My sheep hear my voice, and they come. So you're called. You cannot please God without faith. Now I'm going to show you if you have faith. The devil wants to tell you you have no faith. But I'm here tonight to tell you, you have more faith than you realize. But it's like the muscle, you need to just exercise it. and train it, and that's our scripture in Hebrews. Diligently means continually. May I tell you, someone, you know, it's amazing what the human body can do when it's trained. Now that's a natural. What can the spiritual do when it's trained in spiritual things? Hallelujah. And you see, when you get into the spiritual, you're not working with a limitation. You're working with a power that's unlimited. Unlimited. I'll tell you, look, brethren, tonight, it's absolutely amazing. When I love to read of men that God used, and I believe that'll lift your faith as well. You know, Reinhard Bonnke was going down the town, he's short of money. Many of the time we're short of money. And he was short of money, and he was praying, and he was asking for so much money, and God spoke to him, and he asked for the souls. Isn't that right? I can't remember, it was a massive number of souls, but God gave them to him. He gave them to him, and he believed it. You know, I wasn't long out of jail, and I used to have a poster on my wall, in my bedroom, in my mom's house, of Reinhard Bonnke, a massive poster, and you know what it said on it, a blood-washed Africa. Africa shall be saved. And he prayed for Africa to be saved. A blood-washed Africa. And so many people in Africa have been saved because there was a man faithful to God. And God was faithful. Never forget it is the faithful God we're serving. Just like it is the righteousness of God, there is the faithful God. Hallelujah. You must first believe in God. Then you must believe that he is a God that can and does answer prayer. God can and God will answer prayer. When you called upon the name of the Lord, you were saved. You came by faith. Ephesians tells us in chapter 2, verse 8, for by grace through faith are you saved. You're saved by faith. You're healed by faith. You can be filled with the Holy Spirit by the same faith. You can walk out and believe for people to get saved by the same faith. You can pray for your children to be saved with the same faith. You can claim household salvation with the same faith. You can believe God to do it. Would you not rather go out believing than not believing? I'd rather go out positive. Faith saying they're going to get saved. Uncle never come, well they will come. I'd rather say they will come than say they'll not come. Oh, but such and the one is this and such. All that's, forget about all such and the one. It's God we're working with, not such and the one. He's not such and the one. He's almighty. None have I lost that thou hast given me, not one. Has God lost? We want to see people saved. God does too. God does too. That's the thing about it. We're both on the right team. We're on the same side. We want to see people saved. Well, God wants to see people saved. You know, I heard of a prayer years ago. Maybe it was the old brother Joseph Smith told her. It was on an old tape years ago. But the fellow was praying and he was desperate. Really desperate. And he's praying for people to get saved. And he kept on praying, and he's praying for people to get saved. And he said, Lord, if you don't save somebody soon, I'll start saving them. But now, you know he couldn't do it, but he was desperate. He was desperate to see people saved. And I was thinking, you know, the Bible talks about a gift of healing. For God can give you a gift of healing. And the Bible talks about the gift of working miracles. For God can give you a gift to work miracles. God can do that. And you can do it if God gives you it. Now it's ultimately God, but God gives gifts. And Paul tells us, covet earnestly the best gifts. Do you know why God gives gifts? Because he ascended up on high. Onto the right hand of majesty, and he gave gifts unto man to further his work. Because he said in the book of Acts, all that Jesus began must be continued. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Faith is a key requirement. First, faith. That's your requirement. For everyone that would ever do anything pleasing to God, you need to have faith. Without faith, you can't really pray acceptable. God is saying, and he wants you to have faith, but you've got faith. You've got faith. People say, I have no faith for it. That's a lie. You've got faith. We're going to see tonight that you've got faith. Faith is plainly commanded as a duty. The Lord tells us, have faith. Have faith. Amen. When he filled them with the Holy Spirit, he said the power of God came on them. And the Lord says, have faith. Mark 11, 13 to 22, and this fig tree story, you can read it. When we look at the story of the fig tree, we see Jesus Christ commanded them, have faith in God. That's what he commanded. Have faith in God. Why? Because you can move the mountain. Have faith in God. Some people say the original says, have the faith of God. What would the faith of God do? The faith of God said, let there be light. The faith of God could do anything. Amen. May I tell you, the faith of God can do it. Can it? Have the faith of God. Have faith in God. In John 20, verse 27, the Lord Jesus told Thomas, be not faithless, but believing. Believe. He told him all that, and not believe it, and that's a saying. You ever heard that? Well, God wants you to believe it, then you'll see it. What about that one? Faith doesn't walk by sight, faith walks by faith. Faith is not governed by six senses of the natural body, but there are the sixth sense is faith. There's the five natural senses of the body, but the faith doesn't work with them. Faith works in the sixth sense, faith. It might look like it, but God can still do it. That's how faith works. Boy, that's a difficult case. I don't know if they'll come. Well, faith says it will come. Amen. The Lord Jesus told him, have faith. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. Is the Lord in you tonight? If the Lord's in you, there's faith in you. I'm going to tell you that again. If the Lord's in you, there's faith in you, for he is faith. He is faith. And I believe the Lord's in everyone in here. And there's faith already in you. Now God can give you an increase, and God can give you the gift of faith. Now the gift of faith is another thing. The gift of faith, I tell you, it's powerful. I believe Wigglesworth had the gift of faith. I've heard people talking about Wigglesworth, and I don't think he should have done this, and I don't think he should have done that. See, that there, I wouldn't even listen to that. I'm but honest with you. Because see the man talking like that, he doesn't know, have no clue what he's talking about. Whatever Wigglesworth done, he done it. I can tell you, whatever he said, he done it. Because he had faith. And he said, if God doesn't move, I'll move God. And somebody said, you can't do that. Well, Wigglesworth done it. Now, I can't explain to you how he done it, but I can tell you one thing. He took a dead baby and he kicked it into the audience, and when they grabbed it, it was living. He hit him on in the guts with his fist closed. It was dying of cancer. And he dropped down, and the doctor was running behind him for all the tubes in him. And he said, you've killed him, you've killed him. And Wigglesworth said, he's healed. Because he never pronounced his words right. He's healed. And the boy got up and lifted his hands up, and he started following him down the line. Totally healed. And he was given up to die. He told the man, he come to the house, and the man was in the coffin, dead. And he told the woman, where's his clothes? Get them warmed up. Get some fresh warm ones on him. And the man would have been dressed, obviously, in the coffin, but he wanted warm clothes on him. And he lifted him out of the coffin six times, and he fell back down. The boy said, more or less, you may give up now. He's dead. And Wigglesworth told him, shut up. Shut up. Now somebody would say, a Christian shouldn't talk like that. Well, Wigglesworth did. That's the way he talked. He told him to shut up. I know what God said. And he lifted him again and he lived. Amen. Faith. Faith doesn't know what no is. That's real faith. There's no such thing as no or faith. It's all yes. I believe God. That's why the angel, the prophet of God said the angel likes that song, Only Believe. He said the angels like that song, Only Believe. All things are possible. Faith. Faith. When Perry Green was about 19 sitting here on the platform right at the front, and a wee girl who hadn't even got eyes in her socket come before a man of God. And he went to pray for her, and he stopped and he said, hold on a minute, I forgot to ask you what colour eyes you want. And the wee girl said, blue. And God formed eyes in her sockets. And Perry Green says, you better believe I watched it. And it changed his life, seeing one miracle. God is able to do it. God is able to do it. I had the privilege myself in Kenya, as close as that seat, and I was here, a young girl, totally blind. The Lord opened her eyes right there, as close as I am to that chair, and totally healed her. And I seen it. I'd seen a man that was wounded in a war, shot to pieces with a high-powered gun. And his body was, his face and everything was still all the scars on it. And he was paralyzed right down one side. And the Spirit of God said, when you get to this platform, you're healed. And he got somebody to help him on with a coat, and he realized he was putting it on himself. He didn't need help. And he got the steps at the front, and he got up. And he was an absolute shock himself, because he never could get up the steps like it like that before. And he started going up and down them. They couldn't get him stopped going up and down the steps. God healed him there and then. That's what God can do. God is able to do it. God can do anything. Faith. But you know what happens? People question it. Is it really God? Well, you think the devil's going to do it? I'll tell you something, the devil's not going to do it. It's like the two old drunks went to the meeting, and they're rolling about the front, and the power of God was there, and the one drunk said to the other drunk, I think this thing's after the devil. And the other drunk said, if it is, how come we haven't got it? It's not the truth. But everybody, oh, it's the devil. Keep clear of it. Keep clear of it. It's the devil. When I was serving the devil, they never told me to keep clear, but then, did they? The power of God's real. We need a dose of the power of God. We need it. We can't get enough of it. There's no such thing as having too much of it. We need more of it. Unbelief stifles the move of God. Jesus said he went into certain places, he could do very little because of unbelief. Unbelief is sin. Well, we want to have faith in God. Romans 12, verse 3. Here's your scripture to prove your faith. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to be soberly, according as God has dealt to every man a measure of faith. A measure is a fair bit, isn't it? All you need is a wee mustard seed, but you've got a measure of it, so you've got enough. You've got enough to get started. Yes. Amen. God's given you enough to get started with. And I want you to start exercising the faith muscle. Amen. God's able to do it. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. And then, if it's impossible to please God without faith, unbelief is not pleasing to God. God's not pleased with unbelief. Unbelief can stop a move of God. I don't think they'll get saved. That's unbelief. Look, the preaching was good, but I don't think they'll get saved. You want them to pray and they will get saved. Never worry about the preaching. It's not the preacher saves them, it's God saves them. Amen. He could be the worst preacher in the world and God could still save somebody. It's not the truth. It's God that does the saving. Hallelujah. Many unsaved won't come to Christ through, you know, they can hear the gospel of good news, but many times it's the heart that gets hard, and it's not right. Unbelieving heart. The Bible warns that, but we need to be praying, God will soften the heart. We need to be praying, God will take a deal with a stony heart. Pray into the situation. Pray for God to move. Pray for God to change your thinking. Pray for God to speak a word into the innermost being. That God will change their heart. John 3, verse 19 to 21, here's what it says. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men loved light rather than darkness. Men loved darkness, sorry, rather than light, because the deeds were evil. For every one that doth evil heareth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds should be made manifest, that they're rotten God. God brings you into light and you enjoy the light. Amen. Walk in the light as He is in the light. Then you fellowship one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. That's the Epistle of John says. The psalmist says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word of God. We need the word of God. Amen. It's good to read books. I'm not saying don't read books. There's good books. There's bad books too, but there's good books. But the Bible's the best book. Amen. Praise God. Hebrews 3, verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you, and in any of you, an evil heart of unbelief departing from the living God. God is warning them. Don't depart from the truth. Stay with the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth makes you free. We know, even when Christ was here on earth and performed many signs, wonders, and miracles, and still the Jews didn't even believe him. It tells us that in John 12 here, verse 37 to 40. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. That the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled which spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And he's quoting Isaiah 53 from John 12, verse 37. Unto whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Verse 39. Therefore they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. God does blind certain people. Now you know, if you take the Jews as a nation and you study the Bible, you will know that Paul tells you the Jews were blinded that us Gentiles could see. Isn't that right? But the Gentile dispensation's almost complete tonight. We're at the end of the seventh church age. And God is going to soon rapture away a bride. And he's going to turn back to them Jews, and he's going to save them. And he's going to deliver them. Isn't that wonderful? And they're going to hear the same Pentecostal gospel message. Somebody said Pentecostal gospel message. Absolutely. They preached the gospel at Pentecost. You better believe it. God gave them the Holy Ghost to preach it with, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Amen. Now look at 2 Thessalonians for a moment, and I'm closing in a moment. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9 to 13 of 2 Thessalonians 2. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of all unrighteousness, and them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. And there's people tonight believing lies. But there's also people believing the truth. Amen. How many knows that the Lord's word is truth? The Lord's the truth. Verse 12. That they might all be damned who have believed not the truth, but it applies in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief in truth. He's chosen you. And I'm closing the night that I want us to pray. God has chosen you. You just think of that for a moment this evening. The Lord chose you. You never chose the Lord. Me and you was away from God. Just like Adam was away from God. It was God that came seeking Adam. It's not your Bible says, Adam, where are you? Lord, I hid myself. And every one of us was away from God, but God came seeking us. And it's he that found us. We never found him. He found us. But he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, whom he called he justified and glorified. It is the Lord that predestined you. It's the Lord that called you. It's the Lord that says, I've given you a measure of faith. Now I want you to diligently come and use it. Come and use your measure of faith. Pray for those tonight. Ian needs touching the knee. Brother Mark mentioned, I don't know what I've done here to myself. I had a big crowbar moving, something I shouldn't have been. I needed a digger. And a big massive crowbar, and the next thing, crack right in this side. I don't know if it's cracked or broke. What's wrong with it? Maybe it's just a muscle pull. But the Lord's a healer anyhow. You know, the Lord's healed me so many times in our meetings. I'm telling you that tonight. I've been healed before. The time I really hurt my leg badly, the Lord healed me. He's healed me many times. I'm sure there's others here. The Lord's healed. He's a healer. You know, even sometimes maybe you could be doing something and maybe you think, well, I shouldn't have done that and hurt myself. Maybe the Lord won't heal me. That's our thinking. That's not God's thinking. That's like saying, well, that man's lost, you know, he's a terrible sinner. Maybe the Lord wouldn't save him. Nonsense. God will save him. And God will heal. He'll heal. Whether it's your fault or not, God will heal. Because he's a healer. That's why he'll heal. And he'll save because he's a savior. Let's come and bow our heads tonight. You have a need tonight. Let's believe the Lord. I've needs more even than just a bit of a sore side. I have other needs, big needs. I need God to do something for me. If you need God to do something for you, lift your hand up tonight while every head's bowed. Let's believe God to gather tonight. Let's petition him. Let's in faith look to God and ask God for the best. Yes. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening for your precious word of truth. We bless you for the lovely person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you set your face as a flint to go up to Calvary. There you bled and died alone for each and every one of us. And Lord, you said, I love you and give myself for you. What a blessed assurance and truth tonight to know that you are a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Lord Jesus, we petition you this evening. You see the hands raised in this house. Father, we're asking in faith tonight, deliver us and forgive us for all our unbelief. Oh God, we bring our little measure before you of faith, and we pray you'll boost it. And you'll increase it and give the gift of faith to men and women. And Lord, we're praying you'll meet every need for the hands raised. Financial, physical. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, bring deliverance and bring healing. Touch Ian's knee right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, touch your brother Davy Jones right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Father, for others in this room, Lord, this evening, give them a mighty touch from heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ. We ask for the backslidden and cold tonight. Restore them and renew them. Move on them and speak to them, O God. And draw them back to thy lovely self. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We pray for Brother Rodney and Cyril and the different brothers, Lord, as they go to Port Rush to witness for you and stand for the gospel. We pray, Father, that you'll save men and women, that they'll find good ground, and Lord, that the seed will bear root downward and fruit upward in the name of Jesus Christ. Save men and women, we pray, for you came to save, and it's not your will that any should perish. Lord, I'm asking you for the wife, for the husband, for the son, for the daughter, for the aunt, the uncle, the niece, the nephew, every single one that's represented with this house tonight, that you'll save them and deliver them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Lord, if thou wouldst tarry to this Sunday, Lord, we pray for wee Laurie, you'll put a spring in his step, youth in him and strength in him. In the name of Jesus Christ, anoint him and give him a word from heaven to help and uplift your people, and most of all, uplift the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, that you will be glorified in our midst. Lord, that you would be uplifted, that you would be pleased to walk in this room. Lord, walk through this hall, I pray. Let the Holy Ghost come in a mighty way. Anoint your anointed and set the captives free. Loose the gifts of God upon your people in Jesus' precious name. Oh, Father, we ask you this evening that you'll move in a mighty way. Save our children, every one of them, in Jesus' precious name. Lord, for men and women that's been listening in online that's not saved, Lord, we pray you'll save them. We pray you deliver them. We pray your word will break the rocks in their heart and turn that stony heart into softer, Lord, that you can work with it and move with it and bring them to the saving knowledge of the truth in Jesus' precious name. Lord, I'm asking for financial miracles in this house tonight. Lord, I'm praying, oh God, you'll press down and running over the top, that you'll do far exceedingly, abundantly, whatever we think or ask this evening, that you'll do it. In the name of Jesus Christ, give the increase. Lord, you're the God of the loaves and fishes. Lord, you can take a boy's lunch and feed 7,000 in one plate. of Jesus Christ upon your people tonight. Meet needs, Lord. Lord, meet needs. Have your way in our lives, in our homes. Oh God, visit us with a mighty visitation. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, we know that you're in full control. We know on Calvary that you assume full and total responsibility back off the devil. And as we heard on Sunday, the arrow was shot and Christ rose from the dead. And the enemy was conquered and defeated. And the tomb's empty. And you're risen and you're alive forevermore. Seated in the right hand of the Majesty on high. And ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. Lord, we praise you tonight. Father, for others that need a miracle touch, give them it, grant them it. In the precious name of Jesus, for people and men and women's hearts, oh God, move upon them. Bless your word now to their hearts. Help us to approach you in faith tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless each one as we come. Keep praying.